The following is a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?
Yeah! Go Cowboys!
This is the Players Lounge, broadcasting live from Dallas Cowboys World Headquarters at the Star. Now, your hosts, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, and Nui Scruggs.
Players Lounge, let's ride.
Let's roll,
Thursday
baby.
Thursday night football. Jaguars. Jets.
Coming up a big win, huh?
World class.
Who would have thought that the Jaguars versus the Jets would be
a meaningful game.
This late in the season.
Man. Nobody knew.
Yeah, nobody knew. Well, you knew.
I did.
You knew because Duval was coming through, but you just were too scared to pull the trigger.
I didn't pull it. I couldn't defend
myself. That's the man right there. Oh, that's the game?
Yeah, that's why I ain't pick him. That's why. Y'all know.
That was the only reason.
That's the only reason.
Because you wasn't here to defend it.
Yep. Exactly what it was.
I knew this was coming.
But you brought it up.
You
brought it up, man.
Make your real pick.
Ain't nobody bring it up except for you the other day.
Make your real pick.
And then that's why we talking about it. You brought it up, man.
He brought it up at dinner because he knew I was going to bring it up on it.
And then I ain't
playing the seat.
Did I say something?
That's Danny McCray, Hecma Harrison, Barry Church. I'm your host. Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos. It's going to be that kind of day, guys.
Why they got this game on?
You know why they got it on.
They beat the brakes off the Cowboys.
Well, because the NFL Network is currently airing Cowboys-Jags because tonight the Jaguars are playing.
Right.
They're trying to get you tuned up, get you ready to go. Right. So, you know what it is. Man. Plus, it was Fox's game of the week.
Imagine that. Game of the week.
Duval's going to be up in MetLife.
Mm-hmm.
Did you guys like playing there at MetLife Stadium?
Man, I thought it wasn't bad. You know what I'm saying? We have Jerry's World. So anytime we go outside of that, it's like a little lower. But you remember the year we went there and all the lights went off?
Yeah, boys got low quick.
It was the scariest thing that I had witnessed in a long time. Like, literally in the middle of a play, all the lights in the place go off. And then they off for like 5 minutes. And then when they come back on, you just see people like land on the ground.
Get low. You never know what's going to happen these days, man. You never know.
I had that experience at the Super Bowl in New Orleans when it was the Ravens and the 49ers. And I was in – I passed Jason Garrett – I was going to a radio suite, so I passed Jason Garrett because all the owner suites were over there, and
did you
coming
speak?
Out. No. passed him, and I went to the Westwood One radio booth because they host the game. Mm-hmm. And the lights, the whole thing, better believe people straight scared. Like,
get low, man.
Like, is this how it's going to end for me, man?
This is how I'm going out.
In New Orleans, at the Super Bowl. Bomb gonna go off like really. It was that kind of scary. Like, man, I'm about to be done.
Listen, this is how I'm going out. Huh?
Got to be done. So yeah, that was it. You ever had anything like that? Heck, man, we had lights go out. What you have, man? You got something?
Nah, I got nothing.
Living a good life.
The lights go out. It's all good. My bad.
It's all good. Y'all, man.
No, nothing scary about those moments, Nui.
God.
So, channels is on.
Hey, man. Y'all in the pocket, man.
Easily straight.
Cowboys are 7 Pro Bowlers. And they are Zach Martin.
Okay, Zach.
Tank Lawrence. Trayvon Diggs.
Okay.
CeeDee Lamb. Micah Parsons. And... congratulations to the rookie Kevon Turpin, who apparently Jerry Jones let him know. He called him and brought up the fumble against Houston.
Wait. Run that back. Hold on. What happened?
He brought up the fumble.
Oh,
so Turp didn't know if he was going to get cut.
Make Pro Bowl.
I've been there, Turp. You don't want that feeling.
What's Turpin's stats?
Has he got one for a touchdown?
No.
No.
No, but he's clearly been a weapon, and people have decided. You know, he's been a factor in the games about way guy. You know, they just don't kick it. You know, like trying to figure out how to. He's been a factor, but what? And I go back to watching him play TCU when he was a weapon there. Then he ended up basically kicked out of school over domestic violence and had to try and find. He played in Poland or someplace.
Yeah, he's all over the case.
But to come back and then take advantage of his opportunity, congratulations! I'm very happy for him.
Yeah, I'm happy for him too. No touchdowns?
No tubs. No tubs.
Man, I just remember, you know, like when Pat P got in the league, Cordero Patterson was back there, Cribs when I got in the league. Them dudes was, you know.
They take us up Dez. Dez had about three tubs.
Hey, it was a bunch of house calls happening. Yeah, you wasn't making it if you wasn't making it, taking it to the house.
Because the competition was like that. Like, you had to be getting some tugs, or at least you had to be averaging 40 or 50. Did Dwayne Harris make the Pro Bowl?
No, and he had like four or five tugs one year.
And he was playing kickoff, offense. Kickoff return, punt.
Kick ball, return. I mean, everywhere.
You play all of them. So I just want to know what the stats was. You know,
that the same for defensive end too. Oh, y'all want to talk about that?
No.
Listen. Y'all want to talk about that too? Y'all ain't gonna say nothing about that.
What should we say? I've seen the guy make plays.
What should we say?
But do y'all think that was warranted?
Who else is on there?
You talking about Tank?
Yeah.
Oh wow. We're going there.
I thought it was the lounge.
This is the lounge.
This is the lounge.
Who else is on there? Who else is on the NFC?
Yeah.
Let me look. I think Bosa for defensive ends. Okay, I believe it's Bosa's one. Tank is one. This is the guy I'm thinking about. They got for outside linebacker, but I do believe it's Bosa was the other. It's another two that I don't recall.
I guess that goes to depending on who else is in there.
I think, you know what, for me, I looked at it for Tank, man. He's made some key plays.
Houston game.
Yeah, he's affected the game. Teams are definitely having to scheme up for him. He's a guy that's definitely made – he's taking advantage of his opportunities with Micah on the field with him. And more than a lot – him and D.A., him and Darnell Armstrong are two players that, boy, the Micah effect is definitely – gotten them to where they are.
It ain't no Michael. It's the Dan Quinn effect, like I told y'all a year ago. Give him a full season with Dan Quinn.
We're talking about
– now you wouldn't have.
A team that's record-wise, you know, one of the top 10 wins?
They got to be. I think they have the
– Okay, so you know, one of the top records, you know, in the game. Mm-hmm. Obviously, and Mike McCarthy said, we're a defensive team, been one of the best defenses all year long. I think that warrants it when you start talking about, you know, you've got Micah Parsons, Tank Lawrence, Trayvon Diggs. I have no issue with those
Why
guys.
Why not throw Lawrence Armstrong in there? Got more sacks.
I knew that was coming. This is why What's his pro football focus?
Yeah,
because he made the Pro Bowl, I'm glad that we've moved past only mattering how many sacks that you got. Right. Like, looking at the totality of the game, I think that D-Law, I did miss a few weeks, but before I left and when I got back, the dude was making some big-time plays in the run game, some big-time impact plays, and he was getting some sacks before I left. Didn't he get an interception?
Yep.
So it was Brian Burns was the other guy from the Carolina Panthers.
Good player.
Yeah. Nick Bosa, Brian Burns, and DeMarcus Lawrence.
You look at those numbers, then you look at, I mean, it's...
Max Crosby, Miles Garrett.
You know, these are all sack champions.
That's AFC.
But these are still all sack champions.
But that's AFC, though. I mean, when you come back over here, after you took your top defense, and you look at a guy who's an impact player on the top defense, he got a full year with Dan Quinn. Like I said, once he gets that, he's going to be a guy.
Who would you put in that spot?
I gotta do some research, man. I gotta look, man. But I don't know, man. It just kind of sits, kind of, you know, weird. Congratulations, the man made it. Give him the props.
You on the island right now?
I'll give him the props. I'll be on the island. I'll be the survivor.
Shady McCoy.
Watch him out. No, Church knows. Church knows when you walk in that room and it's Pro Bowl time and people are making their picks. The coaches put who they believe should be up there, and then they ask you if you agree. Do you agree that this guy is a guy? And then most of the team says, yeah, I agree. You know, no, I don't. Yeah. Most of the time, the vets had a thing. So coaches around the league must have been putting this guy up there we're scheming against the Dallas Cowboys, who do we have to make sure that we take care of? It's probably 11, and it's probably D-Law. When you're looking at front seven and what we have to do to run the ball or make sure that we have time to pass the ball.
Yeah, I mean, when you put it like, I guess it's just, you know, I feel like it's six, I'm just like, but I don't know.
Turpin got you. That's what happened.
And then
the fan vote has a lot to do with it more now, more of an influence on that as well. Yeah. So maybe it's not the way that it used to be.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Congratulations, man. They all made it.
The retweets work, bro.
Joe Burrow made it.
Talking about?
Of course he did.
Yeah, Joe Burrow made it.
Who didn't make it?
Who ain't make it?
Wait a minute. Yeah. Him downstairs.
Is Justin in there? He's probably going to be an alternate. He'll be an alternate.
Probably so.
who had a better seat?
You got Justin Herbert. We
can't stat Herbert. You know Herbert got all the stats. He's stat pad all year.
Social media quarterback.
Of course they do.
Hold on. Yeah, no, they count in totality.
Impact.
Joe Burrow. Is better than Justin Herbert this year. His team is better.
How
can y'all say that when the man has been out all his weapons? Like, how can we make that a fair judgment? Defense, he's been out. Seven of his 11 starters is out.
No, seriously, like when you're sitting and you're watching football and you look at the two guys like Justin Herbert and Burrow, you say Justin Herbert is the better quarterback?
I believe so. Wow. Yes. I believe he's the better quarterback.
Yeah.
Ain't had his weapons all year.
Burrow balls out. I mean, he's one of those guys that he is balling out. Even when Jamar Chase went down, the way that he used T. Higgins.
Because T. Higgins was out too.
Are those not weapons? Right.
He making them
are
weapons.
Are those not weapons?
Hold
on. Time out. Are we saying those aren't weapons?
Joe Mixon got hurt too?
Joe Burrow has been without some of his weapons this season. And
Herbert's
they've won.
Been without all of his and weapons and all year won. Long.
Now, Eckler been playing.
This whole that's the only weapon he had. All year long.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
The whole year, bro.
2 years in
a row. I get what he's saying. And it's really hard to compile an argument against what you're saying, because you're saying he didn't, as much as we want to use Jamar Chase,
yes, Mike Williams.
The same is for Herbert.
I understand that. 11 defensive starters.
I don't want to hear nothing about none of that. This is 2 years in a row where the Chargers are not going to be as good as the Cincinnati Bengals. And you talk
we don't
about
know
a,
that.
You talk about a team that
we don't
went,
know that. Yeah, season ain't over
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, because they in the hunt.
And,
Cincinnati about to win the AFC.
And they're going
to about to win the AFC.
And then they're going
to
meet in the playoffs. And then we'll see. He got his weapons now. You seen what happens when he gets his weapons, right? They've won two in a row, right?
So if the man don't have his, if he ain't got a full house, then he can't perform.
Oh my!
Because Joe Burrow,
just give me one.
Because Joe Burrow had the offensive line.
Thank you.
He had the offensive line. The man had the offensive line for 2 years.
Now Joe Burrow,
he was the most sacked guy in the league.
One weapon. I just like one weapon for the whole year. He's throwing to Josh Palmer and who knows who else is out there. Come on, man. We can't compare.
I got Lyle Collins out there watching TJ and TJ White go calf killer quarterback. But hey, man.
Hey, and the hottest team in the league right now, by the way.
Yeah, just because of who?
Joe Burrow.
Got weapons, man.
So heck, this is one of those long time arguments you stepped into.
No, that's all good.
Between the three of us. Yeah. And my man's been taking two L's for 2 years and just still wants.
I don't see him ever get hot. So this is the first time I never seen him get hot.
Hate, y'all compare
when BC do apples, this, bro. When I see his shoulder go like that, it's on.
He's been on this weapons thing for like 6 weeks. Nobody care about that.
That's how long his weapons been out.
Is the man six winning weeks? Games or not?
The whole season is what has been going.
Winning game. They tried to get a man a playoff berth last season. He couldn't even get that.
The coach. Did we not say it was the coach? And what did the coach do? The coach messed it all
up.
Gave Bo his props last year. I said the man played better last year. Right?
I mean, he went to the Super Bowl.
So when they meet in the playoffs and they go ahead and beat Bo.
Y'all got to make the playoffs, bro.
They're going to make it. It's a simple fact. They're
going to
make it.
They're
in the playoffs right now.
Y'all finna be in the hunt.
We in the hunt. We in the
wild card. Y'all about to be in the hunt.
No. We not in the hunt.
We finna win a division.
Does it say, when you look at the playoffs, does it say wild card Chargers
in there? No, right. Oh, as of today, yeah, no.
Okay, then. So what you mean in the hunt? We in the playoffs.
Because the Cincinnati Bengals about to clinch and y'all still going to be having to worry about what happened in week 18.
Y'all want a cookie too? All I'm saying is when we beat in the playoffs,
we're
going to see who's better.
2 years have been all in.
We going to see who's better.
Damn.
All right. By the way, the Pro Bowl quarterbacks in NFC, Kirk Cousins, Geno Smith.
Geno made it.
He ain't right back.
And Jalen Hurts.
The man Hurts.
Of course Jalen Hurts.
Of course Hurts made it in there. Of course that, you know.
Shout out to Geno, man.
He should have took that running back spot. Which running backs made it? Let's go. We in here.
Tony Pollard, by the way. Tony Pollard, man.
Shout out to TP, man.
Hey, you lucky he not playing.
I'm not lucky he ain't playing. I wish he was playing. But, it's all good, man.
Yeah.
You know, but they playing with their backup, and they better have the same energy with their backup. It better be the same thing now. I don't want no.
Don't have him acting like Serge, huh?
Oh, no.
Yeah,
oh, no. I don't want to hear that because they didn't act like that when we went up there with Cooper Rush, all right? So, it's cool when they do it. It's a problem when we do it. So we need this. We need that same energy.
I tell you, we better get a dub.
Of course. Of course.
Let's take our first break. We will have our predictions for this football game because it is the final Players Lounge show of the week. We're going to take Friday off. So we'll have our predictions there. Up next, we know the Eagles want to run the ball. Especially with Gardner Minshew about to start at quarterback. Let's dive into that aspect of their offense against the Cowboys defense with Heckman Harrison, Barry Church, Danny McCray, Newey Scruggs. This is Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos on DallasCowboys.com radio.
With Smoothie King's original Angel Food and new Angel Food Slim without added sugar, you no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic Angel Food or the new Angel Food Slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Attention Cowboys fans looking for the best shave of your life. There's a new official razor of the Dallas Cowboys, Shave Logic. Imagine not having to buy blades as often and getting more smooth shaves than your old razor, guaranteed or your money back. After more than 10 years of research and over 150 company patents, Shave Logic is proud to offer Cowboys fans a special offer. For a limited time, visit ShaveLogic.com and get a free $10 gift card with your purchase. Go to ShaveLogic.com now for more smooth shaves. Shaves guaranteed.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at Blockchain.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Dak Prescott is this year's Cowboy nominee for the 2022 Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year Award presented by Nationwide, recognizing NFL players for outstanding community service off the field and excellence on the field. Help Dak earn $25,000 donation for his Faith Fight Finish Foundation by voting on Twitter. Tweet or retweet hashtag WPMOY Challenge, followed by Dak Prescott through January the 8th. Vote Dak.
Thank you, Heckman Harrison. Players Lounge brought to you by Tostitos. Barry Church, Danny McCray joining us as we get you set for...
Perfect attendance, McCray.
Cowboys, Eagles. By the way, when you were out yesterday doing your work with the kids, that's what your full-time job is, those 2 days, how'd it go?
It went good. We had a lot of kids show up. I think we had 150 football, somewhere around 60 to 70 DCC came out, learned a lot about the game, and then they got to play in the scrimmage at the end. So they had a nice little time. They ran through the tunnel, you know, like they were playing a real game. The people were cheering for them. We did national anthem, did all that good stuff, man. So they had a blast.
Everybody take a knee?
No, nobody took a knee. Nobody took a knee. Man, they not even old enough to remember Colin Kaepernick. Half of them, yeah, was 6-7 years old.
Damn. Okay.
Oh my God. That's crazy. Of course he did.
Oh my God. Jared, come out them stairs.
Oh my God.
Jared, come out them stairs on the key.
I'm going to touch this one. Wow. This guy, Nui. Jeez.
Nui, Nui, Nui.
What you got, dude?
All right.
New host of the Players Lounge.
Yeah. just be three of me growing up. Yeah. Me, Heck, and Churchill.
Yeah, him right there. Yeah.
Miles Sanders made the Pro Bowl. Yeah. Eagles running back. He's coming to town.
Man. No, he is.
How'd he stop him?
I'm alive. I said, Heck, you please tell me, because you got the magic sauce and all the knowledge on how to do it, because this is a different type of run game, so we're going to be able to stop it based off what. So, yeah, let me know, bro.
You know what? Whatever we do, my thing is, man, we got to create pressure with four down linemen. That's the number one thing. We got to get home, and we got to get home with four. But we got to do the same thing that we did to him last time we had him up there. We have to minimize the run. We cannot allow Miles Sanders to get loose. And I think if he does, even for all of your worries about Gardner Minshew, that's when that box opens, because then play action becomes a part of the equation. We got to cover some. We're gonna have to negate the big play. We talked about that yesterday. This offense relies on a lot of big plays, and they want to get that 50, 60 yard. Gain on you. So shutting that down is going to have to be number one for Dan Quinn. But I want to see how Dan Quinn schemes this up. You've been talking a lot about it, VC. Mm-hmm. Is he going to go man-to-man on the outside with A.J. Brown? I think he does. This, look, man, for real, the Philadelphia offensive line, they bullied us last time. And that's to me, that physicality in that first half was embarrassing, the way that they was driving guys. So, you know, our defensive line has to be sturdy. Hopefully, you know, Dorrance Armstrong is back. He's healthy. But Micah, man, we need a piece. We need a piece from 11. And this is the game that I feel like, man, that he has to put his imprint and stamp on this game. And also D-Law. I mean, we're going to need it from all of our guys. I mean, make no mistake about it. But also them having Dallas Goedert back, you know, Jerron Curse. His impact on this game is going to be also very important. I think he's the piece that you're talking about as far as stopping his running game, being able to drop him down in the box.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. I think we're going to have to do a little bit more than bring four. I think we're going to be bringing five. I think we're going to bring six. I think we're going to try to confuse Minshew. I think we're going to do some run blitzes. We're going to fill up the A-gap. We're going to try to confuse the offensive line. I think we're going to pull out all the stops to figure out how we can stop this run. Because if you don't earn the right to rush the passer, it's going to be a long day.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long day. And we saw it against the Texans. We saw it against Jacksonville last week. And if we don't get it tightened up, it don't matter who in there at quarterback. They could put a receiver in that quarterback. If you cannot stop the run, you are going to have a hard time. So I can see us bringing five. I can see us bringing six. I can see us lining up at 46 Bears sometimes. I can see us.
Damn.
I can see us really.
We double eagle on the outside.
You talk about zone read depending on if they run it or not. I mean, you got to get some guys in those gaps, and you have to have somebody who's disciplined enough on the edge to be able to make the right read when you have to, right? If you got to take the quarterback, you got to take the quarterback. If you need to take the running back, which they should, and then force Minshew to keep it, then you have to do that as well. So I can see us doing a lot of five and six man pressures this week.
And I say that, and I want to ask you this, because Barry, with the preparation now for Gardner Minshew versus Jalen Hurts, you recognize, man, that's the biggest weapon that the Eagles have, is the perception of Jalen Hurts running the ball. He's a part of their running game. With that being out, now I think you have to worry more about what they're going to do to you in the passing game. And that's the only reason why I say that with bringing four, because of Jalen Hurts not being there. Does the preparation change for you? Are you saying, look, I'm bringing the same game plan that I would bring even if he was here?
I don't think you can bring that same game plan, because you don't have the pieces on the outside defensively, and I'm talking about in the secondary, to basically stack the box that high with it. Because we all understand that offensive line for the Philadelphia Eagles, they are really good. They are really good. And if they're able to block it up just a little bit and give Gardner Minshew a little bit of time, that leaves your boys, Deron Bland?
Yeah.
Kelvin Joseph, if he wins the spot, that leaves them on an island out there. Now, you can shade the safety over top, mm-hmm. But then that leaves a one-on-one, you know, with Diggs and A.J. Brown on the backside. And look, I understand. I like that matchup. I'd rather have Diggs shadowing A.J. Brown all across the field because I don't want anybody else seeing 11. I don't want one seeing 11. I don't want 26 seeing 11. I don't want anybody else seeing 11 besides Diggs. But to me, in order to slow down that passing, well first you got to take care of the run. That's a start. We got to take care of the run. But when it comes to third down and then they start to attack the secondary, I think you got to leave Diggs on the island. I think that's the only chance you got because you got to help those young boys, especially right. against Devontae Smith. And then you got Quez Watkins, who's an underrated slot receiver. He's speed and he's dangerous out there. So to me, this all predicates on whether or not Diggs can handle A.J. Brown. Because if A.J. Brown starts to get loose on him and you got to help out Diggs a little bit, then the whole thing falls apart as far as the back end. So it all predicates on what Diggs can do with A.J. Brown as well as stuffing the run on those first and second downs.
Are you bringing pressure? How much pressure are you bringing this week? Knowing that we haven't gotten pressure for the last 2 weeks on guys and we need to figure out a way to get the ball out of their hands quick.
Yeah.
Are you bringing four or are you scheming it up how we saw in the preseason with Micah Parsons in the A-gap running some twists?
I'm scheming. I'm scheming. I feel like, you know, it's been almost, what was it? You know, the last time they got major pressure was the Colts game. So that was almost 3 weeks ago. They tried to rush four in Houston. We saw what happened with there. They tried to rush four against Trevor Lawrence and the Jacksonville Jaguars. He had a clean pocket, and he was able to pick these guys apart. So I think you got to find a way to get pressure on this guy by bringing extra people. The only thing with that is we know that leaves the back end suspect.
Yeah, I mean, bring your four, left
that's
two.
That's true,
so,
too. That's
I mean,
true
which way you want to die? Which way?
First of all, I don't want to die, period.
I was saying, if I'm going to get a bad play, it's going to be I brought some pressure and we somehow didn't get it. Have those young corners playing 7, 8, 9 yards off, right? Because you know you're bringing the pressure from that side and allow them to break on the ball.
No, and Danny, I completely agree. And the thing about that is your philosophy I believe it caters to your other boy. Jalen Hurts. I think that's the way you play them. If Jalen Hurts is in there, you have to bring pressure. You cannot let him get comfortable. When you have a running quarterback, you have to dictate to him which way he's going to run. Yeah. You can't just let him sit back there. You know, for me, Gardner Minshew, I want him to be a sitting duck. And so I don't think the whole game, Dan Quinn sits back there, hey, you guys just get in there and I want you to get the pressure right up the field. I think you have to switch it up. But at the same time, Jalen Hurts, the team, when you've had success against him, the last time we played him, it was because we were doing exactly what you were talking about, bringing that pressure up the A-gap, blitzing on the outside. That's why we were able to get him on the ground a few times, but still, that didn't stop him from doing his thing.
Yeah. I mean, he's likely going to be the MVP. I mean,
oh, go on,
can't
man.
Necessarily just, man, you know, just stop a guy.
You got to stop me, and they got three running backs.
No, I'm just saying, it's not me. Him and Micah Parsons be on the phone disrespecting Jalen Hurts together.
All the dude do is
go out there each week and win games.
And he cooking.
And no matter if he running touchdowns or throwing them, because he got 300 yards passing and he got three touchdowns running. So you can call him a running quarterback if you want to.
Those big plays really play off.
Man has been doing both.
That yak. I mean, the big plays are awesome.
Cool. I'm just telling you, man.
Where are our big plays at? They are waiting. They're on hold. We got them on layaway. We've been needing a big play for a minute.
I'm just saying. So, do we have a running quarterback?
No, we don't.
Quarterback over there making big plays.
No, he is.
That means he's a passing quarterback.
He's been doing everything for his team.
Thank you.
And he's been getting those victories and also throwing interceptions. But look, the thing about it is
5 picks on the season.
No, look, I'm basing it off his last game. You know, look, man, Jamal Holloway. I mean,
Dak Prescott got 2 times as many pitches this dude got in the last 2 weeks.
Jalen Hurts.
In the last two weeks.
Jalen Hurts, look, man, he's your guy. He's your guy. And look, man, he's changing the league in the way that you look at the quarterback position. You know, that is a part of his game that you do not change. Back in the day when we had guys like Donovan McNabb, Michael Vick, those quarterbacks that went underappreciated because of what they did with their legs. Now that we have Jalen Hurts, we can appreciate a guy that's primarily a runner.
Got me eating tasty cakes,
and I'm around a bunch of guys that won't reciprocate.
Reciprocate what? You over here?
And I'm just saying, we won't get that bat running back because, you know, Nui don't want to have that cake. Just saying. You see, he ain't said nothing about the tasty cake bet. Finally.
I swear I saw him. I thought you probably got like some of the fake Twitter accounts on.
What do you mean?
Be over there talking mess about the Eagles. Because I know somebody would tweet me talking about Jalen Hurts.
I didn't say
the burner.
I would dare. I would not dare create a burner account to troll you about your other boy. I wouldn't do that, man. Come on, man. I know that's your man. I know that's your man. And unfortunately, he's not playing. I wish we got an opportunity to see him this week, but hey, man, we have to meet up at the link. You know what I'm saying? Man. Maybe I can get the tasty cake running back then, man.
Jalen Hurts is good. Joe Burrow is good. It's some good quarterbacks out there. I'm going to give them all the respect that they deserve. Herbert. So he's saying that if Joe Burrow is playing for the Eagles and playing as well, he'd be calling Joe Burrow trash,
No, I mean, because he could throw the ball. I mean, he's absolutely a quarterback. You know what I mean? He's that guy, man. I'm joking. I call. You're right. Yo, I can't even tell that lie, dog. I'm sorry, dog. I was really about to lie right there. You're right, dog.
You said I would
be
Eagles.
Yes.
We got the black Bill Polian over here.
Yes. I would definitely be calling him trash.
All right.
Man.
Thank you. So I'm glad we all got that understood.
I can't even tell that lie. He really thinks
Jalen Hurts is good. He just can't say it because he played for the Eagles.
Garbage.
Does this add pressure to the Cowboys to get a win, though? Because if they lose against Gardner Minshew,
it would have been the same amount of pressure. They got to get this win.
No pressure.
But it's, confidence-wise, yeah. Like,
let me tell you something. The people upstairs, Jerry, Steven, all them guys, when they are watching this game and they saying we got Gardner Minshew starting, they are expecting the Cowboys to go out here and win. And if you don't, then in their mind it says we are not as good as we thought we were. Those last 2 weeks, maybe they could have been just that end of the season, December, a funk. Mm-hmm. You go out here and you lose to Gardner Minshew. When the Eagles are the team that you are preparing to beat, that you said you wanted to get them some get back on, nah, bro. You just do not feel confident moving through the rest of the season or your chances in the playoffs if you cannot pull out this win against the backup quarterback.
So, let's take a break. Make our picks. Yeah. It's that time.
Is anybody leaning towards
it? It's time.
Nah, this guy.
It's time.
Really?
Players like
that guy.
Brought to you by Tostitos on DallasCowboys.com radio.
In the break.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. You hear that? I'm a torrential downpour. Torrential? What's that even mean? It means you can't see out of your windshield. And if you have the wrong car insurance, you might have to make it rain to fix your bumper. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I'm Dak Prescott, quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys.
And they snap it to Prescott, who looks right. It's not there. He escapes left. He'll run for a first down.
Just like football, when it comes to crypto, it's important to have a team you can trust. With Blockchain.com, I know I'm in good hands. Since 2011, they've been trusted by millions around the world to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency.
Prescott's going to run this himself. Run it up the middle, and he scores.
Whether you're new to crypto or an active trader, they've got you covered. What are you waiting for? Get started at blockchain.com.
Want to use what the pros use? How about the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys? Jack Black. Right now you can get the Jack Black Starter, a curated collection of Cowboys locker room favorites for just $10 with free shipping. The starter includes 4 Jack Black skincare favorites plus a full-sized intense therapy lip balm. Go to getjackblack.com/cowboys and use the code word TEAMJB. That's getjackblack.com/cowboys. The Jack Black Starter, $10. Free shipping!
With Smoothie King's original Angel Food and new Angel Food Slim without added sugar, you no longer have to choose between treating yourself and hitting your goals this summer. You don't have to choose between great taste and feeling great. Because at Smoothie King, every blend is made with whole fruits and no syrups, so you can satisfy your cravings without compromise. The only choice you will need to make is which one is best for you. Try our classic Angel Food or the new Angel Food Slim, blended without added sugar. Smoothie King. Rule the day.
Back to the Players Lounge.
Heck,
James Wright is your 2022 Cowboys Fan of the Year. James brings the spice to every Dallas Cowboy game, and now he needs you to help him bring it to the Super Bowl. Vote for James to be given the ultimate title of NFL Fan of the Year presented by Captain Morgan by casting your vote at NFL.com/Fan of the Year.
Shout out to you, James.
Y'all. My man, James.
James!
Y'all out of pocket, man.
Keeping it real. All right. Danny McCray, Heckman Harris, and Barry Church. I'm Newey Scruggs. This is the Players Lounge, brought to you by Tostitos. Follow the show on Twitter. Okay, follow the show on Twitter. Check us out there. Tell some friends. On Spotify. Get us over there.
Yeah, tell them to come listen to Heckman in this blasphemy that he be talking about, Jalen Hurts.
I don't love him like you love him.
And Joe Burrow.
I don't love him. I don't love him like you love him. I don't.
This is what you know about Heck, though. I asked him. I said, hey, man, if your son end up getting drafted by the Eagles, what are you going to do?
Why do you put that on me? Why would you say that? Because I wouldn't do you like that.
You got to call your own flesh and blood trash.
Oh, man. Come on.
Remember this.
Wear the jersey? If he was in it, would you?
Come on, dog. You gonna support your son or not, bro?
I'm gonna tell you.
I know.
The God I serve.
You gonna be right there? Yeah. Put on
that. Oh, don't do me like that.
You gotta sing the fight song.
Hey, whoa.
You're gonna be doing that.
And you can't get no tickets on this side, on this sideline either. You gotta be over there. You gotta get his tickets up there.
You hang out with Mike Trout.
No, I'm gonna call you, dog. D Mac, hear me.
New phone, who this?
Tony got me too slow.
Don't be like that. I don't even understand why you put me in that situation, man. Don't do that, bro.
You gonna rock that Harrison on the back. Jesus.
Man. That thing will be fresh too.
The all black unis.
Hey, don't make a
Elizabeth.
Don't make
come and enjoy you, honey.
The seat be empty. He looking in the stand for his dad.
Pop said.
Y'all ain't no good at all, bro. Y'all ain't no good.
Hey, don't be that guy.
I thought it was just a joke, man. It's for real with y'all, man.
Don't be that guy, bro. Don't be that guy.
No good.
Don't be that guy. Hey, listen.
Unbelievable. Now you got me missing my jig game.
Tell him to call me.
They got an empty seat. Call that Daniel Philly for me. No, tell bro. Ain't none of that happening, man. Go on with that, bro.
Said the seat empty.
He turned around. He like, yeah, he making a touchdown. He looking for his daddy.
What's going on?
It's a Hallmark commercial.
Come on, man. You can't dislike the Eagles that bad, bro.
Oh, my God.
Nah, it's deep. It run deep, dog.
I tried to pull it up. I couldn't find it, but... Guy says that he loves listening to Players Lounge because you two keep it real. And said that me and Heck, we just drinking the Kool-Aid.
That's not accurate. I saw that. I almost retweeted. I liked it.
I did too.
I responded.
I ain't going with that.
I'm just drinking the Kool-Aid.
Sweet mind up, cherry baby.
You were definitely a Kool-Aid guy now. You and Barry.
COVID had a lot of confusion going on.
No, Barry wasn't mentioned. Barry wasn't mentioned.
No, because he's changed.
He's changed. He's off that narcotic. He's off that narcotic.
You back on it. It's okay, though. It's all right, man.
It's sick, okay, man. Let me just go ahead. Just put it on out there. 24-23 Cowboys win.
Going with them boys, huh?
Man, Garner Mitchell gonna do some work on us then. We still got a 1-point win. You usually be pretty close with your scores, though.
If the
person who wins isn't right, you still be close.
24-23. Everybody leaves Jerry World happy on Christmas Eve. Vegas line went up. I will believe McCarthy when he says we will respond appropriately. Having gone in the locker room after that game and talking to the guys after the Green Bay game, too, I think there's enough guys who, we can't do this. And we said we were going to be, go prove it. Now you got people with their Pro Bowl nominee, seven guys, got some Pro Bowls going out here, show it. They got a backup quarterback going out here, show it. You got a game at home, you say that you're a better team than what you showed against Jacksonville, go out there and do the job. Go do it, because you certainly don't want to wake up Christmas Day.
Nah, y'all want that.
Living with two losses in a row.
Back to backs.
The Texans had a backup quarterback?
Yeah, man.
Okay, just ask.
Yeah, 24-23. That's what I got. That's
research
me.
Purposes.
That's me.
24-23.
Go with your heart, bro. Go with your heart.
The heart says
Because, you know, last week I told y'all what was going to happen. If they beat the Jazz, they come back and they blow out the Eagles, man. But be real with y'all. I don't like this injury. I don't like this injury they got, man. LVE out, Hankins out. You know, got the two corners, the two of the top three corners out right. of the game. But my boy Drake say, man, I got that drink in me going back to back. It's two L's, man. I got a 27-21 Eagles, man. Ugh. Got it 27-21 Eagles, man.
Ooh. You want me to go?
Yeah, you're going to have to.
Yeah, listen, nothing off of me, okay? I think we're going to run the ball. I think Garner Minshew is going to make it a game. Okay. I think we're going to be very nervous at the end of this thing because we do have a lot of injuries. The LVE injury is much bigger than people are letting it on to be. Like, he was making plays in the run game, all right? Not sure what the hell we're going to do at cornerback because they got some monsters on the opposite side. But I think I think the CD is going to have over 100.
Okay.
I think Dak is going to protect the ball, and I think we're going to win
31-24.
But if your boy had played, I just wish I could go in the hot tub time machine just to know. If Jalen Hurts had played,
I would have picked us to lose.
You would have picked us to lose?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Well,
you can't cover the run.
I got you. I just really wanted to know how that was going to go. I just, you know, pick the Cowboys.
You ain't got to worry about it. I would have picked them.
You'd have picked them.
I mean, okay. Church picked them with Garner Mitchell. Hey, I'm going to pick them with Jalen.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, I've been on it. I've been on it this year. I don't know.
You picked the Cowboys,
but you said if the Cowboys lost, that they would come back and win. And you went against what you said. I don't.
It's before LVE went out.
Okay.
And I seen what I seen from Boss Man.
So I like what you said. I like what you said about Dak, and I believe the same thing. I think that right now the offensive game plan, they've got to refine this game plan. It hadn't been looking good with some of the plays, just schematically the way they're putting things together. And this is the part of the season where the Cowboys have got to do better at those little small things. I love our tight end game, though. Hendershot is showing me something. And I think 12 personnel, we've been running a lot of that, and I think that's going to save us this week because we got to get this running game going. You know, it's a part of our game that we have got to dominate this line of scrimmage. And I'm looking for Zeke to have a big game. Zeke is the guy that I'm looking for the most. And I know Tony Pollard has been, you know, you talk about the tenderizer and the guy that's a quick flash. I think for Zeke, the big play and the ability to finish runs from Zeke is going to be important in this game. Because not only do you have to beat this team up, you've got to make their second-level guys not want to get that contact. And Zeke has got to add that flair to this game. Because I think if you just sit back and you try and dink and dunk these guys to death, I don't think that that's going to work. And then Dak can go to work with play action. The other thing is third down is important. And the Dak effect is going to be big for the Cowboys in this game because the last time they played the Eagles, they were 4-10 on third down. Mm. And so Dak, this offense has been number one in scoring, but also number one in third down efficiency. And I think third down efficiency is going to be the best thing. Don't fall asleep on me.
I'm mesmerized by everything he's saying. Wide awake.
Stay with me, dog. Stay with me, dog. The other thing is the penalties. They've been cutting back on the penalties. Cutting back on the penalties. Also, they have to play a clean game against the Eagles. Can't have a whole bunch of bonehead penalties, things that, you know, the last time we played them, we had some bonehead penalties. So we can't go back to that. But I'm looking for this game to be a blowout. I'm thinking that we're going to go 35-17.
Man said all that to call a blowout. We got to do all that perfectly.
35.
Well, let me ask y'all a question.
35-17.
Let me ask y'all
35-17.
What gives y'all the faith that we're going to protect the football? Like, what gives y'all the, like, that's what's going to happen?
So, Noah Brown, who has been serviceable this season, we all said that he makes a big play. It went off his chest. Okay, said ten times out of ten he catched that ball. I don't think he's going to let that happen again. Mm-hmm. The other interception that Jacksonville got, that got his arm hit. He got his arm hit. So, to me, it wasn't necessarily a bad decision to where Dak was doing something to where it was crazy. He threw the ball, hit the guy in the chest. He get his arm hit. It goes high against Dalton Schultz. These are two good decisions that he's making. Just didn't work out for him because of protection or –
I dropped the
low.
Right.
So I think that he's getting better.
Okay.
I think if those two things don't happen, we looking at a game last week where he's protecting the football. He's making the right decision. He's reading the coverages right, and he's making things happen. But, you know, it didn't work. So I think he's going to be okay. But you forgot to say, we better be stopping them dudes on third down. Because that Jacksonville was 8 for 12.
Yeah, they were 8 for 12.
I mean, all of that is relative. But at the same time, play action assassin. Dak has to do that. And I think you get there with the running game. That we have to give them a heavy dose of the running game. And just, man, Kellen Moore, man, you got to call. Play design got to be there, bro. It really has got to be there, you know. So I don't mind the long drives in this game. You know, if we can get it quick with the big play, that's fine, you know. But if it's a 9-12 play drive, I'm with that, you know. Be methodical about it.
You got to win it by 18. Why not 20?
Oh, yeah. Come on, man. Go ahead and go 20.
You are not going to butter me up. So you can wind somebody else up. I need this one. So don't even try me.
Quarterback,
it ain't going to work. So it ain't going to work. Stop. You pick just him. Don't bro, do it. I'm going to tell you, you should talk to him.
Backup quarterback
don't in. Talk to me.
Plane. Yeah, off the plane. Now, I was starting a quarterback in. They backup quarterback in. You got to win by 18? That taste of cake was bad, wasn't it?
I hate
it.
He
don't want, yeah, he's like, yeah, you know.
But I'm back. It don't matter. It don't matter, dog. I'm with you. I'm surprised y'all didn't take that.
I'll take that bet if you do 20.
I ain't eating no more cake on this.
Okay, 19. If we can meet at 19, I do taste the cake.
Man, get on somewhere, man.
That taste the cake was that.
No, you would not be having me here there with that. Not no,
on
sir.
Duty. Not on duty.
Gentlemen, Merry Christmas.
Yes, indeedy.
I appreciate you. This has been fun. Got the predictions. By the way, for tonight... Give me Duval.
Duval.
And
your boys.
Back to back.
Them your boys.
Going back
with your boys, huh?
Evan Engram. Actually,
what's the iguana? The iguana, it must have been good, boy.
I got the Jags defense and Evan Engram going back.
Oh, it's a fantasy thing. See,
you know? Other than that, you don't care.
I wouldn't even watch. Wouldn't even care.
That's what fantasy will do to you.
These Thursday games are trash. I got to watch tonight.
No, you ain't going for that.
Heckman Harrison, Mary Church, Nui Scruggs.
Yeah, I'll tell you what.
For Chris Beam, Big Will, Jazz, everybody here with the Cowboy organization, we wish you a safe, happy Christmas. And Christmas Eve is coming. Cowboys, Eagles, Christmas Eve. Heckman Harrison.
Cowboy Nation, I hope your team wins!
This has been a production of DallasCowboys.com and the Dallas Cowboys Football Club.
How about this, Cowboys?